Amen, indeed. What a powerful story. Jesus is awesome. He's amazing. Isn't it incredible what he can do in our lives if we let him? Oh, so good. This morning, we're crackling. We're okay. We're going to be good. This morning, we are going to be continuing to study through something that Pastor Dennis led us into a couple of weeks ago, this idea of being the church on mission, the missional church. This is language that we've been using around here for a number of years, and we've talked about it in different ways before, but this summer, we're walking through a number of things that are a part of what it means to be the missional church. We're calling them signposts. These things that stand out, if a church is on mission, if a church is desiring to be pursuing what God has for it, what kinds of things are we going to see happen? We talked first about the gospel a few weeks ago. If we are going to be a church on mission, we are going to be a church about the gospel. We are going to be a church that proclaims the gospel. We are going to be a church that lives the gospel. We are going to be a church that desires the freedom of the gospel for ourselves and for our world. We have to be. And we talked about the missional vocation of God. If we are going to be a church on mission, we will see that the mission of God is our vocation. Whether you are a welder or a plumber or a teacher or a lawyer or a pastor, it doesn't matter. The mission of God is our vocation. There are different things that we will do. There are different ways that we will fulfill that. But it is God's mission that is our vocation, that is our concern. And this week we're going to look a little bit at this idea of discipleship and try to understand that if we are going to be a church on mission, we are going to be a church that cares deeply about discipleship. A church of individuals that are pursuing discipleship ourselves, but something that we are doing together as the body of believers as well. And so we're going to try to look at this. We're going to try to understand this. And one of the things that Dennis said a couple of weeks ago is the fact that this idea of being a missional church isn't something new. This isn't something fresh. This isn't something that we just came up with. This is something that has been what the church is about. It's the DNA of the church for 2,000 years. This is what Jesus came to establish, was this mission of God. And something that God has been doing since creation. Since the fall, since we screwed everything up, God has been a God on mission, desiring to restore all things to himself, all people to himself. This is what God is about. And so it's not new. It's not something completely radical and different, but it's something that we need to continue to put before our eyes, to remind ourselves of what God is doing, who he is, and how he wants us to be a part of that. And so if we want to do that, discipleship is going to be a huge part of that. What is discipleship? Well, fortunately, Jesus tells us exactly what it is in Luke chapter 9, verses 23 and 24. The word discipleship simply means follower, kind of a student idea. If you're a disciple, you're just following someone or something. And as Christians, we are obviously disciples of Jesus. That's what we want to be about. And so what is discipleship? With Jesus, what does it mean to follow Jesus? Luke chapter 9, verses 23 and 24, he says this, whoever wants to be my disciple must take up their cross daily and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for my sake will save it. Jesus gives us two things that are important in discipleship, two things that are key in following him. We must take up our cross daily, and we must follow him. That's it. I mean, it's enormous. It's your whole life. It's everything, but that's it. It's that simple. What does it mean for us to be taking up our cross daily? Well, in Jesus' time, the symbol of the cross that we see today as a symbol anyways, was not so much a symbol as a very terrifying reality. The cross is one of the most horrible torture devices that humanity has ever created. It was a means of punishment for criminals. That was the ultimate in shamefulness, the ultimate in just being exposed. And so when Jesus wants us to take up our cross, it's not just to try hard and take up a challenge and give her. Jesus is calling us to die completely, holding nothing back, with nothing left of ourselves, to leave it all. Take up your cross every day. A lot of times we use that kind of language and we think that's an ideal to strive for, that someday we'll be able to get there. That's the starting point. That's step one. To take up your cross, to give your life to Jesus, to lay it all before him. And that's a decision we make, and then we are saved. I'm not here to talk about that you need to be saved over and over again. Once you choose to follow Jesus, once you give your life to him, you are saved. We can have confidence in that. But I don't know about you, but I'm not perfect. And I slide into old habits and old patterns and old selfishness and old fears and old insecurities over and over and over again. And so every day I have to stand up again and say, Jesus, take my life. Take everything that I am. I take the cross upon me. And then we have to follow him. That's the other part. Being a Christian is not about a one-time decision. Being a Christian is not about simply an idea or a philosophy. Being a Christian is about following. It's about moving. We have to follow Jesus. Jesus is at work in our world. Jesus is at work in your life, and you have to be pursuing him. You have to be following him. So that's kind of a broad picture of what discipleship is. But I wanted to dig in a little bit more today than that kind of teaching. I wanted to tell you a little bit of a story about my own journey, about what I have seen discipleship look like for me. Because I think that strikes us a little bit more deeply than just trying to paint this picture of what discipleship is. It's a little bit nebulous almost. It's hard to hold on to. But ultimately what discipleship is, again, it's taking up your cross, it's following Jesus. But the way that works out in our lives is the fact that we see it happening around us. We follow people around us. As much as we want to be following Jesus first and foremost, he needs to be the focus of our lives. We follow the example of people around us. That's how we put this picture together. We have God's word. We need to be in it. We need to be studying it. We have God's spirit. He's at work in our hearts, molding and shaping us into the image of Jesus. But as much as any of these things in my life, it's been the example of believers around me that have taught me what it means to be a disciple, that have taught me what it means to follow Jesus. When I was growing up, I went to a church called Hilda Baptist. My parents are here this morning. They went there too. A really good friend of mine, Peter, is here this morning somewhere as well. There he is. He's going to know exactly what I'm talking about. Prayer time. We're going to talk about prayer time. He remembers. One of the examples of discipleship that I experienced at Hilda Baptist was what was called prayer time. And I guess as I've grown up, there's other words you can. It was kind of a time of intercession. That's a big fancy Christian word. But it was a time that we would have before the service, before Sunday school. We still had Sunday school back then for adults. The adults of our church would gather in the morning and they would spend time praying together. Someone would lead that time and they would go through and just take prayer requests from the floor. That individual would often have some kind of a plan that we were maybe going to go through, a bit of a structure to that time a little bit. But mostly it was just, you know, what do we need to be praying about? What concerns are there in our community, in your lives? And they would go through and they would write those things down on the board. And then we would break into smaller groups and just spend time praying together. I don't know. Okay, that's not, you know, I hyperbolize all the time up here. There's a lot of things that are really important in my journey, but I don't know if there's a lot more that are more important than that time. I got to see adults in my life, ages 30 to 80, coming together, humbling themselves before God, asking him, begging him for the needs, presenting the needs that we had, the concerns that they had, praying blessings over people. I got to hear them pray for these things, hear them put these things before God. I don't know if there's a more powerful part of my journey than that, to have seen that happen, to see that faith, to see that humility, to see that submission, that community, that coming together and allowing the Holy Spirit to speak in them and through them to bring change in the world. Now, as an 8-year-old, it was really boring, flat out. But as I look back on those times, sitting in those circles, it was an incredible time of discipleship. The example that they were giving me and my friends as we learned what it meant to be a follower of Jesus. We learned the humility. We learned the vulnerability. We learned the submission, the faithfulness that it requires. As we grew up, some of us young people would be sent to have our own group to pray. And some of the older kids, Ryan Hegg in particular, was often the one leading that group. He would lead us as young people, and we would have our own time of prayer. And as myself and Peter grew up, we grew then into the people leading that prayer time with the younger ones under us, seeing and learning how to pray from us. That's what discipleship looks like. That's what it is. Being an example as you pursue Jesus yourself imperfectly. Am I perfect? Not even close. Is my example of who Jesus is as I try to be that, is that perfect? No. But we have to try. We have to try to show those around us who Jesus is. We have to try as we struggle to follow him, to bring others along with us. The testimony of those times, the testimony of those church, I think back on our youth group and the young people that were a part of that church, the number of pastors and elders and lay leaders that have come out of that group of young people because of what was invested in us in discipleship by the leaders and elders of that church, the adults in that church. It was incredible. And it's happening here too. Hilda Baptist is awesome. I think it's an amazing church. They are still doing incredible ministry. But it's happening here at LFC too. Do you see the young people on the stage leading you in worship? They have learned how to worship from you. They have learned how to pray from you. This is going to sound weird because I'm preaching. But they have learned how to listen to a sermon, how to study and hear from God's word from you. How you do those things. Someone is watching you, whether or not you like it, whether or not you know it. You are discipling people as you follow Jesus. If you're an older sibling in this room, I'm sure your parents at some point said your younger siblings are watching you. They are doing what you do. I have 3 little girls. My 4-year-old is, she's a good example sometimes. But her younger sister is now 2 years old, and she wants to do everything her older sister does. She says lots of words, Emily does, our two-year-old, but she's constantly trying to emulate the language of her older sister, the actions of her older sister. Whatever game Elizabeth wants to play, Emily wants to play that same game. Well, however Lizzie is speaking or singing, Emily tries to do the same thing. And so I'm sure I heard it. I'm sure you heard it too. Someone is watching you. Your younger siblings are watching you. They look up to you. Did you think that was fair all the time? No. You didn't want that responsibility all the time or ever. You didn't want to carry that burden of someone else's behavior, someone else's understanding of how life works. But it's reality. They were looking up to you. And in this room, whether you have children or not, whether you have siblings in here or not, it's not limited to those things. There are adults in this room that are looking up to you as an adult, trying to follow Jesus. Crystal is here sharing her testimony. We are showing her what it means to follow Jesus. As she shares her testimony today, she is showing me something huge about what it means to follow Jesus. People are watching you. When you worship, how you worship, you're showing people how to worship. One of the things that was huge in Scripture all throughout the story of God was the idea of reminding his people of what he had done. Over and over and over and over, God comes back to the same stories again and again and again of what he had done for God's people. Leading them out of Egypt, crossing the Red Sea, leading them into the Promised Land. These are stories that God tells again and again. That's discipleship. We have to be reminded of what God has done, what other generations have seen God do, so that we can begin to understand how we can be seeing God at work today. That's not just the stories in the Bible. Those are enormously important. Study them, memorize them. Get them in your heart and your head. But as much as those stories are important, the story of what God has done in your life is critical. You have to be telling people how you hear God, what he is saying to you, what truths is he revealing, how has he challenged you. Share those stories with others so that we can be blessed by them, by what God is doing in your life. Again, none of us are perfect in this, and we have to have grace for one another, but we have to recognize that people are following us whether we like it or not, whether they should or not, but they are. You are discipling. Whether you're discipling well or not is another question, but you are discipling those around you. But as this church, I can tell you the testimony is powerful. Again, we see young people up here leading worship. We see countless young people serving in our children's ministry. Young people are leading their peers in our youth ministry. There are so many ways where people are coming, not just young people, where people are coming into our church hurting and broken, unsure of who this Jesus person is. And what this is all about, but they're drawn here because the Spirit brings them here. And then as they see us worship, as they see us love, as they see us care and serve, they begin to understand who God is. Again, the fact that it's through our lives and our testimonies can be terrifying, but it's reality. And so as individuals then, we need to be making sure that we are digging into God's word, that we are allowing the Holy Spirit to speak to us and work in us, soften us and shape us and mold us into the image of Jesus. And we need to do that, again, not as just ourselves, but as a community. As we do that together, the impact that we can have is incredible. Think of all the lives that we can touch as the hundreds of people that are gathered here, just as LFC, let alone all the other churches in Leduc, Edmonton, Alberta. That's discipleship. Sometimes there are programs and structures that are a part of that, and those can be very helpful and good. But by far, the most important aspect of discipleship, the biggest impact we have, is our natural way of life as we follow Jesus. People watch that and see that, and we are discipling them. We need grace in that. We need Jesus to be over and above and through all of that, because he's the only thing that can help us and anyone else. But as we submit to him, as we allow him to speak through us and use us, that impact will be very, very real. Amen? Let's pray together. Father God, I thank you for the church. I thank you that you have created this body that you use to speak, to act in our world today. I thank you how multifaceted it is, as each of us represents you uniquely. The ways that we can see who you are through each person here is amazing, God. And I pray that you would use us, each of us and us together, to disciple, to show people what it means to follow Jesus, to show people who Jesus is, how he loves, how he acts, how he prays, how he cares, how he moves. Father, we want to be your people on mission, building your kingdom, making disciples. That is our goal. That is our purpose. Whatever it is we do for a living, you are our vocation. Discipleship is our goal. Father God, we pray that you would give us grace in that. We pray that you would empower us in that. We pray that you would give us an awareness of those who are following us, even if we don't recognize it immediately. Those that are looking up to us. Give us humility and submission in that. Help us to repent where we need to. But give us boldness to follow Jesus, to be Jesus, so that those that are watching us can see who he is. In Jesus' name, amen.